Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Business Insider reports that Apple is encouraging developers to transition to a subscription software as a service model rather than a one-time purchase fee model. And sources say that Apple held an invite-only meeting in the spring of 2017 for around 30 developers to convince them to adopt the subscription model. In 2016, Apple introduced what was reportedly internally called Subscriptions 2.0, a way for developers that made utilities and similar apps to bill their customers on a regular, recurring basis. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang unveiled the company's new Turin GPU architecture in a keynote at SIGGRAPH 2018. Turin is rolling out this year with new features such as hybrid rendering, which combines ray tracing with traditional rasterization. NVIDIA says the fastest Turin parts can cast 10 billion gigarays per second, which is a 25x improvement in ray tracing performance over the unaccelerated Pascal. The Turin architecture also carries over the tensor cores from Volta and supports a wider range of precisions such as the INT8 and INT4 precisions. NVIDIA announced that the upcoming Quadro RTX 8000, RTX 6000, and RTX 5000 will be shipping in Q4 of this year. Huawei and ZTE have been mostly banned from use by U.S. government and government contractors. The ban was signed into place by President Trump Tuesday as a component of the Defense Authorization Act. Back in June, the Senate easily passed an amendment that would have reinstated a trade ban on ZTE, potentially shutting down the company. But the House did not. Eventually, Congress overall decided on a measure that would essentially ban government workers from using components from Huawei, ZTE, or a number of other Chinese communications companies. The ban goes into effect over the next 2 years. Facebook has acquired the 7-person Vidpresso team and its technology, but not the company itself. Vidpresso makes online videos more interactive with on-screen social media polling and comments, graphics, and live broadcasting integrated with Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and others. Terms of the deal weren't disclosed. Vidpresso clients and partners like KTXL, Univision, BuzzFeed, Turner Sports, NASDAQ, TED, NBC, and others will continue to be able to use the services, says Facebook. Sources tell Bloomberg that YouTube is paying some creators upfront sums to use and promote new features, including paid memberships and an enhanced chat. YouTube introduced paid memberships, paid chats, and a new merchandising program earlier this year. The new Super Chat lets fans of a given YouTube star pay to highlight their messages in live streams. These new YouTube contracts reportedly don't require YouTube exclusivity, but they do prohibit users from posting first on competing sites. Samsung updated its SmartThings product line with a new wireless hub and a new dual-band Wi-Fi router using mesh networking tech licensed from Plume. The router can manage smart home devices like plugs, switches, and lights that connect over Zigbee and Z-Wave wireless protocols. A three-pack sells for $280 or individually for $120. The new SmartThings Hub sells for $70. Samsung also updated its SmartThings leak, motion, and multi-purpose door opening vibration temperature sensor and its programmable button and plug-in smart outlet, all available today for between $15 and $35. The Associated Press reported Monday that turning off location tracking in Google Maps does not actually turn off all stored locations. Google says that location tracking means actively recording your location as you use a device. What the AP found, and confirmed by researchers from Princeton, is that even with location tracking off, Google's website and apps will store one-time locations if you use them with an app that needs it, such as Google Maps or weather updates. These are not continuously tracking features. You just record a location when you first fire up the app. Google classes them separately. So, as a user, if you want to stop this kind of location storage, you can find the setting in your Google account, find activity controls, and then turn off web and app activity. You can also delete any previously saved location data from your Google account as well. Twitter Lite, the data-saving version of the app, is expanding to 21 more countries, bringing the total to 45. Twitter Lite is designed to load faster on slower network connections like 2G and 3G, and is also under 3 megabytes in size overall. Last November, Twitter claimed that Twitter Lite led to a greater than 50% increase in tweets and noted that 80% of its then 330 million monthly active users were outside the U.S. The app is available as a free download on Google Play. Square now lets customers buy and sell bitcoins via its Cash App in all 50 U.S. states. The company announced the service expansion in a tweet Monday, months after Square rolled out the Bitcoin service to investors in the country. Square has also secured a BitLicense in New York, making it one of only several crypto services allowed to operate in the state. And finally, Tinder's co-founders and eight other former and current executives of the dating app are suing the service's current owners, Match Group, and its parent company, IAC, for $2 billion in damages, alleging that manipulation of the company's valuation denied them billions of dollars they were owed. The suit centers around an analysis of Tinder from 2017 by Wall Street banks to set a value for stock options received by Sean Rad, that's a Tinder co-founder, and other early employees. It also includes an allegation of sexual harassment against Tinder's former CEO, Greg Blatt. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, and there's always more, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.